Today, we are going to have a new bit called Katrina on Technology. Katrina, would you please describe how 3D movies work?
A 3D movie, well...
Yes.
I don't know if... Well, technology has changed, but from what I remember, you know, you had, like, the blue lens and the red lens. And somehow between those two colors, it affected the 3D movie. I don't know.
Katrina, would you please explain how anti-lock brakes work?
Well, they keep your brakes from locking. Because, like, okay, so when you're about to, like, hit someone and you brake, it keeps... I don't know. That keeps your brakes from locking, which is safer for you.
Katrina, please explain what the cloud is.
It's moisture in the air. It's built up of moisture.
Katrina, please explain what a dump truck is.
Dump truck. That's more or less like a straight truck, and we use it, you put walls on the side of it, you put like wood on the paneling on the side of it, and you can hold grain. You can haul pretty much, you can put anything on it. You can take the sides off and you can put pipe on it, and then you can haul hay bales. And then you can dump all of that by pushing a little lever and pump and stuff. It's pretty great.
Okay.
And then
I think we get it.
No, and then so you've got a little door handle and a little so you can dump some grain out. You don't have to dump all the grain out. And then
I think we understand.
No, but you don't know that there's chains involved on these panels.
Yeah, we
and
know,
then there's
okay.
like But, no. but there's chains and it helps hold the sides and then there's like...
All right, we got it.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life with your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan.
Thank you, Charles. And thank you, Suns and Moons. And welcome to Life, brand new episode on August 10th, 2011. I decided I would say the date at the beginning of all the episodes now.
Why?
Because we never did. And like, sometime down the road, I'm going to be 50, and I'm going to be like, when did this episode air? Because at 50, I sound like I'm 120 years old. And I just thought it'd be something nice, you know, make people know that we're actually doing these things live. Although I could say, welcome to Life, episode number 497 for August 7th, 2047. I said seven, I think, nine times.
Yes, you did.
I should have said I said seven times. I wasn't smart enough to actually end up doing that.
So I have a question for you.
Yes? What in the middle of the opening?
What the crap does clouds have to do with technology? Seriously. Nothing. I understood the other ones, but
today on
clouds?
The show, we're going to talk about that extensively, probably right after this. And then we're going to talk, finally, I swear to you people, we are going to get to Matt's website.
Oh, what?
Yes, it is. He's in college right now. For web design or something that he's never going to actually do. And his website actually has graphics and things on now, and we need to have some show and tell to go over this website because it's hysterical is what it is.
Okay.
Also, we need to talk about Katrina going to the fair in Pott County and her apartment, I'm guessing, finally has air conditioning. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we get to hear all about her unloading all of her stuff. And then we get to hear about her going shopping for a new cell phone.
Yep.
Which is going to be awesome. And then I have something that I want to talk about.
That's
and
a surprise.
It's not a surprise. I'm going to tell you guys right now. It's about how freaking scary the ocean is.
It's not scary.
The ocean is terrifying. Oh, and we're going to talk about that too.
We talked about this for like 40 minutes last night.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah, and I read Wikipedia about it even more.
Oh, what?
The ocean is a scary place.
Great.
So okay. We'll get to it.
We will. First, the clouds. I know that our skits at the very beginning, they're loosely scripted.
Yeah.
I did not tell you what the four things were going to be that you were going to discuss, but the cloud. I could not have asked for a better explanation of the cloud, because the cloud is like, it's like when cell phones first came out, and I said, describe a cell phone. And you described something opposite of a cell phone. It's literally something that's going to be that important. A cloud is a system of computers that are connected to the internet that you can access.
Oh, okay.
So like, so like Google Plus photo storage is on the cloud and like things that.
I understand. So I've heard of that now. And yes.
It's very popular and important.
I think we discussed it at one point.
We talked about iTunes in the cloud.
Yeah.
Chris and I have.
Exactly. Yeah. So, the fact that you said thing of moisture, we could not have wrote something that funny. Like, okay, literally, well, you did not know.
I'm glad I could make you guys happy.
Yes. Oh, it was perfect.
Okay.
The clown. What's the clown? Oh, it's moisture in the air. It rains down sometimes.
I don't like not knowing technology. That's because, okay, technology has this, you know, love affair with me by pissing me off and not choosing not to work. Technology does not like me, period.
It's because you're on Windows, Katrina.
No, no matter what I'm on, it does not like me. I promise you.
What's happened? What's Chris's computer done to you that's upset you?
I don't use it enough to upset me.
But you just said that no matter what you use, it upsets you.
But yes, like her phone.
My phone is not a Windows phone. It's not even a smartphone, and it does not work.
Yeah, it's because it's not a smartphone.
Whatever.
I'm just saying, have you ever had trouble with Macs?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
What Mac have you had trouble with?
My brother's.
Such a liar.
And yours.
No.
Yes.
What trouble have you had with my computer?
The fact that it's like uber slow and kind of glitches.
How dare you,
It's uber slow because he has 9 billion programs.
I do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 programs open at this very second. And I'm recording live audio.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. So my computer is a beast. Thank you very much. And I take great offense at the fact that you called it glitchy.
That's okay.
I think that there was no glitches. I think that your brain glitched.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my brain.
Yeah. Your brain's not as powerful as this computer.
My brain's on drugs.
I'm trying very hard to segue into Matthew's website, but guys, it's not coming up.
Matthew's website?
Did you already shut it down? Aw, fail.
I may have made a fatal mistake by talking about it.
Yep, apparently did.
Well, the thing is that I have it saved in my history, so no matter what, I can still read parts of it.
Okay. Well, we can still talk about it, but maybe he just finally wised up and was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this.
Well, I did tell him I was going to talk about him on the show tonight in a segment that I would like to call the Matthew Minute. I love this music.
I do too.
There's no music that, like, says this is Matthew more than this music. I want to get this out of the way because literally we've been trying to talk about this for like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to tag it at the top of the show because otherwise we're going to get to talking about the fair.
Well, just
and,
do it now.
And the
just
banjo's going to come out and the show's just going to go off the track like it always does.
Yeah. And it's you and your banjo.
You and your Onega and the arsonist.
It's your obsession. Whatever. Continue with Matthew.
I would love for you right now to possibly come over here and look at what it looks like. Okay. Just so you have a point of reference and don't choke yourself.
I won't.
And by choke, I mean strangle.
I won't.
Are choke and strangle the same thing? No.
Similar.
Basically. I know it's kind of small. I apologize. I'm looking at it in my history.
Sorry. You're fine.
That's what it looks like.
It would help. Okay.
It
looks like, oh, hey, what do you know? It says Thompson and Riddle wedding, and it looks very wedding-y.
I think it looks like Thompson and Riddle bedding.
Oh, I can see that.
But I'm sure
I just knew it was wedding because you don't normally see bedding.
Yes.
And does bedding have 2 D's in it?
I think it does.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
it does.
I don't
know. Okay, probably. Anyway. Continue.
So that's it. So it's
off-center.
It is off-center. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
You noticed that, huh?
Because half of the second image, like...
Yeah, this curly
thing. There's two wings on the side of this, like, Thompson and Riddle
wings.
Wedding. I don't know what
call them. No one knows what they are.
And the
wings
second
is
wing
word.
Is, like,
they're
half cut off.
Flame wings.
What they are is Matthew retarded clip art is what they are.
And it says, would you like to read?
Oh, I will read it to you.
Please read it. The way it is.
I will. Welcome. Matthew's website is, I don't know if you got this, I think we said it, but it's for him and Shay's upcoming wedding in the middle of next July.
Why did you put her name first?
Don't you usually put the bride's name
first? Yeah, I think you're right. Okay,
yeah,
you're right.
I think you do.
I just assumed that's the way it was.
I'm
pretty sure. When it comes to, like, okay, not to be offensive to gay people, but when it comes to really gay fruity things like weddings that men usually don't care about, Matthew knows all about that because he's a woman. Through and through. Okay. Thompson and Riddle wedding. You can take one sentence and I'll take the next. How about that?
I can't read it. Make it bigger.
Okay.
Please. I can't see it and I'm going to tear stuff up.
It's going to lose quality if I make it bigger. But...
Well, you're just reading.
I just can't. Yeah. I can't.
Okay.
I can see it.
There you go.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Welcome. This
Hello.
site. This site is to help everyone celebrating the wedding of Shay. Is that how you spell Shay? Shayana?
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 I never say it because I don't know how to say it.
Okay, whatever. Shay M. Thompson and Matthew J. Riddle.
Wither? You a part of the wedding party or friends of the bride and groom?
This site will give you...
We literally stop because it's a new sentence.
This site will give you all the information that you need to know.
The tabs at the top will guide you to the precise information that you will need.
There's no tabs. Oh, there are tabs. Never mind.
They're not tabs. It's more of like a list.
Okay.
But not...
It's a link. Like any web page has different...
Links.
Yes.
Links.
Okay. The story. It all started in the fall semester of 06 at Tabor College.
When a young, naive young girl with white fro hair sat next to a crazy young man rocking back and forth in his chair. That kind of rhymed.
Rocking back and forth makes me think he's crazy, which he is.
He is, yes.
Okay. That was the start of an insane friendship.
You're getting all the short sentences.
I know.
After a while, that friendship turned into something greater, though they did not know it at the time.
I couldn't find where we were at.
Katrina's ears are starting to bleed from reading this horribleness.
Kind of. Okay. After going through great trials and struggles, they finally realized their love... there is spelled wrong. Their love for one another.
Finally, Matthew Riddle finally asked Shayana Thompson to marry him.
To his surprise, she insanely said yes.
Now they ask that you come and celebrate this happy moment with them. Back to the top. Okay.
I would also like to point out... Their colors are red and blue, which is going to be their wedding colors. And Matthew is going to wear his green army uniform.
Yeah.
Would you like to read about the bridal party, Katrina?
Okay. The bridal party. The bridal party comes form.
Oh, hold on. The music stopped. I have to hit the Matthew music back on here.
It's like 4 minutes long.
I know. That's how long we've been boring people.
The bridal party.
What the heck just happened?
Bridal party form.
My bad.
See it, I could read it.
We're having serious technical issues. Matthew pulled down his website. Okay, there we go.
The bridal party comes for many different traditions.
Now these days, they are the close confidants to the bride.
They're there to help her plan the wedding, set up the wedding, and many other issues that might arise.
They are there... For many other issues that might arise, as Matthew would say. On this page, you will find all the information concerning the responsibilities of the bridal party. Like, randomly, he has sentences that make sense.
Yeah.
And it throws me for a loop.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Maid of honor. More information coming soon.
The bridesmaids. More information coming soon.
The bride's party. Amy, Alyssa, and Heather.
Luckily, Chris was not listed.
Thank goodness.
Okay, now I've got to go back in my history to find the groom's party. The groom's party comes from the Anglo-Saxon tradition.
They help the groom protect the bride.
Now they help the groom keep his head before the wedding and give him his last night out.
All kidding aside, the groom's party help out the groom with many different duties.
He said all kidding aside. That means that he thought that now they help the groom keep his head straight before the wedding and give him his last night out was a hilarious joke to him. That's what that means. Are my headphones like...
Yeah. They have been for quite some time.
I felt weird. Why didn't you tell me I look like a dummy? Just because
you look like that anyway.
You could feel it.
It's normal.
Whose turn is it? Okay.
Yours. Duties.
The following some of the duties that are carried out by the best man and the groomsmen. And groomsmen is two words, so it's the groomsmen. Like, he owns us.
Okay, the best man. The best man is the person who helps keep the groom's head on straight.
Wait, I thought that was the groom's party.
Whatever. It's the groom.
He said now they help keep the groom head on straight before the wedding.
He doesn't have apostrophes on this.
No, he...
Whatever.
He probably doesn't even know what that button does. He goes, what's this button with the silly squiggle on it?
Anyway, you get a tiny sentence next.
This can be a difficult task.
The best man is usually the closest friend of the groom.
However, it can still be difficult for the groom to pick his best man if he has more than one best man, in air quotes.
The reason for this is the best man takes care of some very important task.
Some of them simple, some of them very important.
These are as follows.
Plan and execute the bachelor party.
Sign the marriage license as a witness after the ceremony, along with the maid of honor.
serve as the groom's personal aide and advisor before and during the wedding. I don't think that that is a... I don't think I'm supposed to be the servant of the groom.
During the wedding, he just, like, leans over, whispers.
Excuse me, I need a Lipton iced tea immediately, groomsman.
Okay, and more. More to come as details become apparent.
So he doesn't even know.
He's going to update this. Like, you know, I made my groomsman get me a sausage the other day, so groomsmen's help get sausage.
And the groomsmen are?
Members of the groom's party. Title, groomsman, Victor Rogers.
Groomsman, Josh Worthington.
Very good.
Thank you.
And the last one is me.
You'd think you would have been the top, if not the best man.
I would like to say that Aaron's birthday, my son, his birthday is the 29th of July. Matthew's wedding, as we are about to find out, is on the 28th of July. I will be missing his wedding. Anyway, Katrina, would you like to talk about general info for the guests?
Guest info, general info. Thank you for sharing this special day with us.
Our wedding will take place on the 28th of July in the year of our Lord 2011.
It will take place at Oak Crest Mansion Inn. Mansion Inn, okay. Located in Long Beach, Mississippi.
To RSVP, please click here. Clicking there takes you nowhere.
More information coming soon.
Special information. Here is some information that might be helpful.
Oak Creek.
Crest.
Oh, my bad. Oak Crest.
Oh, hold on.
It's kind of blurry, so.
The
music stopped yet
the
again.
The music stopped. We got to start the sheep again. I think I would just memorize what number it is, but I'm too dumb.
Whatever. Okay, so. Oak Crest has a lot of flowers, which means a lot of pollen. Please bring any medication accordingly.
No child care will be provided. We welcome children. However, there will not be anyone to watch them. It might be better to have someone else watch them at home so that you may enjoy the event carefree. In other words, leave your children at home.
Yeah. In other words, we actually truly hate children, but we don't want to say that.
Yeah.
The weather on the golf course?
Gulf Coast. This is my favorite thing. This has a Katrina-ism in it that I am excited for you to read.
Aww. Okay. The weather on the Gulf Coast can change rapidly. It can go from extremely hot and humid to a torrential rain pour to really, really cool.
Torrential rain pour is something I would hear you say when talking about Onega. That's totally a Katrina-ism right there.
Keeping wet weather items in the car is a great idea. Furthermore, during the summer, it is usually hot and humid. He repeated that. Please remember this and take necessary precautions.
Lodging and maps, for some reason, is scooted over that I just noticed.
Scooted.
We realize that most of the guests... What?
Most of
we realize that most of the guests our guest would be traveling from out of town. For your convenience, we have connected with some of the best quality, non-expensive hotels.
Exactly.
For more information, please click here. Here we go. Lodging and maps page. This is the last page. Thank the Lord.
Okay, lodging and maps. We understand that most of our guests will be traveling out of town. For your convenience, we have connected with, this is repeated, some awesome hotels. We also have links to maps of directions so that you won't get lost.
We have links to maps of directions for you. Some of these locations are near the wedding location. However, most are in Gulfport and Biloxi. This way you can enjoy yourself before and after the wedding. For more information on the hotel, click the logo of the hotel. For more local information, you can email us with your questions, and we will be more than happy to answer your question. Then he has a tiny line that says, hotel info goes here. And then...
Probably to remind himself.
Do you want to read about the maps?
Maps. Knowing where to go is essential for a map of the area. I'm surprised I read that.
Knowing where to go is essential for a map of the area. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for that.
Oh, that kind of made my night.
Yeah, so that's Matthew. If you guys want to go to his wedding...
It's in Biloxi, Mississippi.
And enjoy
yourself. On the Gulf Coast.
The Gulf Coast.
Sorry.
He needs a new groomsman because Seth isn't going to be there.
Yes. Well, as long as I'm... I guess I'm just not his best man, which I think is okay for me, so... It's okay. Whatever. Okay, well... Thanks, Matt.
Now that took like 15 minutes.
Yes.
Commercial break.
Let's come back with something that people are going to care about.
Please.
Like our lives.
Exactly.
Instead of Matthew's.
I would love to talk about myself now.
Yes. Let's do that. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
It's amazing. I'm the reason. Everybody. Welcome back to Life.
Yay.
So, funny story. Remember how, 30 minutes ago now,
yeah,
we were talking about how computers never, my computer never fails, and how I was offended that you called it glitchy?
Yup.
Well, it turns out that in my retardation, I accidentally zoomed in on the audio file we're recording, and it basically froze up Audition. So we had to wait like 15 minutes for it to unfreeze, and then we could get back to the show.
I told you, technology hates me, and it just knew that I was present, so therefore it glitched.
I guess so. So thanks for that, Katrina. Appreciate
it. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yes. So anyway, welcome back from that extremely long commercial break that we had.
Exactly.
Chris actually got tired of waiting and went to take a shower, so it's actually just me and Katrina in the room right now. I'm assuming after Chris's hour-long shower, she will be back in here.
No, she just got out. Like, I just had the water turn off.
Oh, well, there you go. So now she just got to blow dry her hair. And...
I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah. Something else. So anyway.
Anyway.
Katrina, how's that computer over there?
It's pretty good. I'm Facebook stalking right now, and I really need to get off. So
yeah, probably, since
show.
We're doing a show,
I
apologize. You know. We're on the radio.
I'm sorry.
You ever heard of that?
Yeah, no, I haven't, actually. Oh. What's radio?
We'll ask you the next time in Katrina on Technology.
Please don't. I don't ever want to do that segment again.
Well, but we're going to, because it's great.
I cannot feel more idiotic. Okay, no, so it's my turn to talk, right?
Sure.
Okay, what was I going to talk about? We have a list.
Apartment update, the fair, or cell phone shopping.
Okay, we'll do the apartment update. So, you know, it was hotter than... anything, you know, the past, hotter than hell, really. I mean,
yes,
quite literally, this past week.
It really has been.
And I didn't have it. I didn't enter it.
I think that Satan actually came up here for a vacation and said, "I am not hanging out up here."
He's like, "I'll go back to my place."
Yeah, at least the AC works in hell.
And so my AC finally got fixed after 2 days of that heat, horrible sweating, nasty crankiness. And come to find out, they fixed it, and then somehow it's like set at like 80 degrees, so it stays at like 80. And we
there's
had
a thing on your wall.
We had to
reprogram a thermostat.
It. I know, no, but see, we were trying to program it, but right where like it shows you all the other things, like how to change the date, how to change the time, then right where it says how to program it, it got smeared, and you can't read it. So the world
it's probably
just...
done by those jackals in the apartment next to you. Also control your breaker box.
I don't know, but I'm just like, okay, so getting a, yeah, I guess there's another technology that just doesn't want to function for me. But while I was gone this weekend, my roommates fixed it. Aside from all the junk, the Jackie stuff that has been wrong that I've told you about, it's actually really nice. And for what
your
it means,
your breaker
being,
box is in your neighbor's
no, actually,
apartment.
Apparently not. It's just like next door. It's not in our like room. It's right where our water heater is, which is outside of our apartment.
Is that door locked?
No, so maintenance can get into it.
So I can just walk over to your apartment in the middle of the night, get into your water room, and flip off your power?
Probably.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I know.
I cannot wait until tomorrow.
Yes. And then
that's the first time I'm going to actually come over and switch it off. It's going to be tonight.
Okay.
Even though you're not going to be there.
I will be there.
Oh, you will? You're going home?
Mm-hmm. This is the first night I'm actually going to be in Manhattan. I'm going to stay in my apartment.
Well, I guess that's true. You can
I
just,
don't
it's
have
just
a
like
reason.
5 minutes away now.
Okay, so this goes with my apartment update. So I finally am home. I'm back here, and this is my home, or aka the barn.
Yes.
And I could not be happier. I heard that. And so I brought my bed frame back, because I thought that, like, okay, I don't need my bed frame. I can just put my bed on the floor, no big deal. But now I'm realizing, okay, I'm sharing this room. I need to have space.
I should
to
look
put more
respectable.
Storage.
I should not be a hillbilly.
Whatever. And so I need storage space, really, is what it boiled down to.
Yeah, so you just couldn't have
no,
all the storage space when your bed's laying
it
on the floor.
It gets better. You can play your music twang in a second.
I can't wait.
My mom did not want me to bring my bed frame, because the front two wheels are there, but the back two have been on 2x4s. Exactly. And it gets even better.
Oh, God. That'd be great.
I forced my mom to not... I more or less told her, I was like, no, we're not getting a new bed frame. We'll get a new bed frame when I get a new bed, i.e. a double bed when I actually get a decent apartment that
okay.
I don't have to share.
Yes.
And so I made Dad give me new 2x4s, and I took the wheels off the front. I took the wheels off the front of the frame, and I made them taller so I could fit my huge suitcase that I travel.
You do know that they sell these exact apparatuses at Walmart for like $5, and they
yes.
look legit, right?
Yes.
So you don't have to be sitting on wood blocks.
But at the same time...
you live in Orshelin.
But... what? But anyway, so I'm just like, I don't care. It works. It does what I need it to.
Yes, it does.
I mean, why go out and spend the money if I can
oh,
just
Oh, because
go
you're
home
a respectable American and not person who lives in Onega.
It's not that big of a deal. I mean, really. I don't think it is. I mean, you can make fun of me all you want, but...
I will.
It's not that big of a deal.
Can we come to a photo shoot at your apartment sometime so we can take pictures of all the hillbilly things and put them on the blog?
You can. I don't think you'll find very many, or as many as you think you will.
Oh, now that Chris is gone, let's talk about her.
Okay, please.
Remember on our bonus show how she was talking about sweatshorts?
Yes.
She totally sent us a picture of these sweatshorts.
Yes, she did. I still don't believe her. She won just because it was her birthday.
They were not sweatshorts.
I don't get it either.
They were like regular shorts that were made out of like a sweat material, but that's not sweatshorts.
I feel like if I brought them up, one, it's because I love cotton shorts, like period.
Yeah.
Shorts are comfy. And two, I may or may not have brought them up as a joke, like, hey, look, sweatshorts, tee hee, because she always makes fun of me always wearing sweats.
Because sweatshorts have an elastic band.
I don't remember what these pictures...
Don't have it. They have like a large band with a drawstring.
Let me see if I have them.
I have the pictures.
I don't think I do.
I don't know where I put my phone, though. Might help if I wasn't retarded.
Yeah, you have been pretty retarded all day.
I have been so retarded all day.
Nope, I don't have it anymore.
I have them.
Okay.
I will find them.
That's on August 7th. When was... Oh, that was just yesterday.
Yeah. Her birthday was 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know. I deleted messages.
Okay, look at these shorts here. There is no elastic in the band. It's just a regular tie band. See?
No, but it's the idea that if you look at the bottom,
they're just frayed.
They've got the fringe.
Sweats don't have fringe. They have elastic at the bottom, too. Or they're wide open.
Yeah, but it looks like they've been cut off as shorts.
But they're not sweat material. They're just like frayed shorts.
She'll probably have to show them to you. Because I can see how they kind of look like sweatshirts. That's a better quality than what showed up on my phone.
Well, yeah, because I have an iPhone.
No, shut up.
What kind of phone are you getting? It's the segue into that as well.
Okay, so.
Cell phone shopping here?
Okay, so, of course, I have the crappiest phone ever. Okay, that's a lie. I have a lemon of a phone. Because it will beep at me and tell me that, you know, oh, missed phone call when it's perfectly loud.
It's also being held together by pieces of tape.
That's only because I drop it so much the back falls off. I mean, it would be fine if I didn't have tape on it. But anyway.
She put some 2x4s in it and then...
Shut up. And so when I have it on silent, it will vibrate when someone calls me. It's like, no, I put you on silent for a reason. Just be silent.
Well, it's quiet. You can't hear the vibrations.
Yes, you can. The vibrating is like redunculous. Pretty much. And then my multimedia...
I've got a call.
My multimedia question. My multimedia pictures will freeze my... freeze my screen. I have to wait
Wonderful.
For it to like load. I told you, technology hates me. But anyway,
it does. It hates me now too.
So through my cell phone company, i.e. US Cellular.
Yes.
They have this like rewards policy, and somehow you get rewards by paying your bill on time, by doing this, by doing that, okay. Whatever. And my dad has like 9,000 some points, and he used 2,000 of those to get a free car charger, so he can, you know, have a car charger.
Okay.
And I was looking at phones, and I really wanted this HTC phone, and it's like 2,000 points.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, and I was talking to Dad about
HTC
it.
HTC makes pretty good phones.
I know, right?
I'm with you so far.
And my cousin has one, so I was talking to him about it. However...
Cousins!
He lives in Kansas City, he's going to fly, and he's going to be an aerospace engineer, so you have to take that one back. Whatever. And so... I only said that because he knows nothing about the farm because he's a big old Kansas City boy. And so, anyway.
What you just said was so Onega. Because he's a big old Kansas City boy.
Whatever. And so.
He's from that big city where they don't use 2x4s. They use legitimate beds there, and then that rain pour comes down.
Whatever. I knew I was going to regret telling you the 2x4s. And so.
Yeah, you shouldn't have told me that. I mean, I would have found out eventually, but.
But no, you wouldn't have because you're never going to come see my apartment.
That's probably
true. You're too lazy to come see me.
Chris would tell me, though, that there are 2x4s holding up your bed, and then I would spend an hour alone talking about the 2x4s. So it's probably better that you just put yourself out there.
Anyway, and so moving on. And.
Yes, big city kid. Told you about the HTC phone. Yes.
However, we went into the. Company today because my dad came to town to get groceries. Let me get groceries, i.e. with his money.
I gotta sneeze. Achoo!
Thank you.
Oh, sorry about that, everybody.
And so we went into the company and asked him about it because dad was thinking that it shouldn't matter when I get the points, but it says you need a phone that's ready for an upgrade in
yes.
order to get this. My phone is not ready for an upgrade until freaking April. April. So I have to
That's
wait another...
That's quite a while.
I have to wait another 9 months. Because apparently...
With this phone.
Apparently we're under 18-month contracts. Well, okay. So the guy told me that he could... Like, he heard all about all of my problems. He's like, well, we can get you a loaner phone and send this in to get it fixed. And I was just like, no, I don't want a loaner phone.
Why don't you just do that?
Because I don't...
April's a long time from now.
Yes, but I'm only going to have a loaner phone for like a month.
Yeah, but then you get that phone back new. No more tape.
Well, I would still need tape to hold it back on because the way the back is let, it wouldn't stay anyway just from dropping it.
Yeah, but then maybe it wouldn't vibrate, you know?
I don't know about that. Anyway, probably I'm just... I'm more or less just like, I don't want to mess with getting it fixed and having it break or having it, you know, not be fixed.
So now in 18 months, why don't you get an iPhone?
Because my company does not do iPhones.
Yeah, but in 18 months or whenever your thing is, basically a year, I guess, April, it's like 9 months from now, you're going to be living here.
Yes.
So your company here.
No.
Called AT&T.
No.
Or Verizon.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to stick where mommy and daddy pays my bill. And then I'm
cheapskate.
And yeah. Well, considering I don't have a job in Manhattan yet.
But in 9 months. You can create a whole baby in that amount of time. You can get
a
job.
Let's not do that now, should we?
Probably shouldn't. Probably if you can't afford an iPhone, probably can't afford a baby. But
exactly.
I'm That's just making a point. You could probably get a job in the amount of time it takes you to make a baby.
Yes,
not make
I
a
could.
Baby, produce a baby.
I,
making a baby
whatever,
takes slightly longer
point.
Than 9 months.
So anyway, I'm going to get an HTC phone.
Not for me.
Coming soon. Because he also said that since mom's phone is due for an upgrade.
Yeah.
I can steal her upgrade and get a new phone.
Okay, that works.
But now it's the idea of talking to dad, because dad really wants a new phone because his phone's kind of crappy too.
Okay.
So now it's a matter of us talking and figuring out who's going to get the upgrade, since mom's like, I don't want to
Well, give him the sad puppy eyes. Doesn't that work on all fathers? Isn't that universal, the sad puppy eyes?
It does, but then I feel guilty for doing
Why?
It.
Why? You need to learn how to manipulate your parents.
Because I'm the good child between the two of us, my brother and I.
Oh, because your brother's such a bad boy?
He's just...
Moving off to the big city.
He lives in Emporia.
That's big compared to Onega. That's like New York.
That's not New York.
And New York is like the moon.
It's whatever.
Like a, it's like another entity.
As this, I'm just whatever. No. Yeah. I'm not even gonna respond with that. Anymore.
Okay. Well, let's take a break and come back with letters.
Oh, okay, fine. Ooh, yeah, letters.
Yeah, I mean, unless you don't want to take a break, you got something else you want to talk about?
No, that's pretty much it. I did my apartment. I did my phone. What was the other one?
You have the fair left.
Oh, the fair. I just want to talk about that now. Then can we do break?
Okay, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So,
I don't care. Whatever.
I worked this weekend. I worked doubles. And then I went to the Pottawatomie County Fair, which was in Onega. Yeah.
I don't like how you're knowing it's getting predictable when the banjos
that's
are going to happen.
Anytime we talk about my town, you end up playing the banjo music. And so I know it's kind of hard not to know that.
Yes, I guess. I'm going to have to find a new banjo music.
Anyway, so... that was not bad. But, I mean, it wasn't very good. I mean, it continues to be weaker because we don't have a carnival. Like, we don't get the rides that you
get. Yeah,
and
you don't even get the people who make your carnival stuff in Onega to come to your carnival because they were in Lawrence over the weekend.
We do not. And
sad.
So we always have, you know, different random crap that's stupid. Like, one year they had, like, an obstacle course with, like, golf carts and blindfolds. It was weird. And,
like, not even joking, how could I not play this? Yeah. Come on, get on the obstacle course with the go-karts and the blindfolds. Put on your blindfold and your 2x4.
Well,
get on your go-karts
you.
And run over people all day long.
They didn't blindfold you while you're on the golf cart, but that was part of the obstacle course. But anyway, this year...
I love how we also degraded them to golf carts instead of go-karts.
Yeah.
Because we're both idiots.
And so... anyway, and then this year they had inflatables, but the inflatables didn't even stay. Like, they came one night and a different inflatable came the next night.
I don't know what an inflatable is. What are you talking about?
You don't, okay, after prom, they have inflatables. Okay, it's basically... It's,
after prom? What are you talking about?
Okay, high school?
Uh-huh.
High school people go to prom.
Yes, I know what a prom is.
When you go to prom...
I didn't have
parents,
any friends.
Parents who don't want their kids to drink, which is really stupid because they just do it after.
Yes.
They make after prom, which is full of, like, games and fun.
Okay,
and
we did not do this at my high school.
And then at my high school, we also had, like, drawings for, like, refrigerators,
okay.
Microwaves,
yes.
College stuff.
Microwaves?
College stuff for your
Come
dorm.
On down and get yourself a brand new microwave and get your blindfold on and get in the go-kart and run down. Watch,
like,
out for that rain pour.
It's college. It's college stuff.
Yes.
And so, like, towels. And,
towels?
Mm-hmm. And so...
I'm going to wear out the banjo music. No, just go.
Anyway,
just
so
go.
At after prom, like, you've got inflatables, which is stuff that you blow up.
Are these, like, moon bounces? Like a moon bounce?
Ish, but they've got different things on them. Like one, like the one last night where there was a slide, which was just a big old blown up
slide. It's just a
slide.
Big blow up slide.
Whereas,
these are things that my kids that are turning 10
and
go
then,
on.
Yes, but it's for the kids. Whereas
but you
before,
had them at after prom?
No, at after prom we had sumo wrestling, we had a bungee run. Bungee run is actually really fun. It was actually really dangerous.
Especially with the blindfolded go-kart drivers are all around you.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
And, but anyway, no, but like other years we've actually at least had like, this is, you can make fun of me for. It's a roller coaster type deal, but you're in like a shell cage that looks like an egg, and you can spin it around.
Okay, yeah, that's
around,
tons
like a
tons of carnivals.
Wheel.
Yes, yeah.
So we usually have that one. I don't know why that one didn't come this
year.
There
was no banjo for that, by the way.
And then there's other stuff that we've had before. It's slowly and slowly just gotten weaker and weaker. And
so
now,
did you get on the inflatable slide?
No, I didn't even go. I didn't even go into the area that all the inflatables and children's stuff was.
Okay. So what did you do, and who did you go with?
I went by myself, but I met up with...
That's sad.
No, it's not, because I met up with all my friends there.
Okay.
Because I knew they were there.
Okay.
Because I was working until 7.
That's the wrong button.
Okay.
Just for your friends.
Whatever.
Yes.
And so, I mostly looked at the exhibits, which is like what the 4-H students and the kids like put in to be judged.
Okay. Yes, like, the pigs and such.
Yes, but there's more of that. There's more than that. Like, there's people who made, like, jewelry. They've
there was
made,
a monkey.
They made fabrics. They've made dresses. They do baking products. They do pictures. They do, what was it? Lego. I love Legos. Anyway, whatever. Moving on. So I was looking through all the exhibits and just looking at that stuff. And I more or less ran into some... I more or less just, like, talked up with people that I haven't seen forever. Like, you know, what have you been doing? What's up? But I did end up spending the majority of my first night just watching the softball games. Because we have... Would you quit doing that? I hate it. Gosh.
It just sounds like the lamest fair experience in the history
okay,
of fairs, Katrina.
Okay, so this is... Okay.
But all you did was you walked around with your friends. Like, the
I
fair had nothing to do with it.
I actually didn't walk around with
it.
That much.
Then you watched a baseball game.
I watched... Well, the baseball games go on from, like, pretty much the whole fair, like, 24-7. You've got games at 2 in the morning, 6
Who
in the morning, whatever.
Who plays in them?
Everyone.
So just, like, the town.
No, like this is the kicker. Like the games and like everything else, it sucks.
Okay.
And people come for the softball games, like to be in the softball games, to watch the softball games.
So the people
games.
From Pott County come and play in the softball
and,
games.
And what's weird
and
is
then
that
when you're not playing, you watch the people who
there's
are.
There's more and more people coming from out of town to be in the softball games. So there's so many people here this year that I did not know.
That's like so small town USA. Like
and
I've never even heard of a phenomenon like that.
And actually, but most of the people, if they're not playing softball, they're drinking.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, it is.
That's kind of the point.
What else are you supposed to do out there?
Play drunk, I think.
Oh, well, that might be fun.
Exactly.
Balls flying at you
and
when
then,
you're drunk.
Friday.
You've experienced that a couple times, haven't you, Katrina?
No comment. No comment.
Premium content, only $1.29.
And so, No, then there's a rodeo on Fridays and Saturdays, which is super fun. I love the rodeo. Bull
yes.
riding is actually my favorite. But, I mean, other than that, there's really not much to do but walk around and just kind of hang out with your friends. I watched some of the 4-H students show their cows, and that was pretty cool. My little 7-year-old buddy, like the girl I babysat for like 6 years, she showed, but I didn't make it because I was working.
Oh, how sad. You missed her prize cow.
I did.
I mock, but actually the animals I enjoy seeing at the fair.
Yeah, you too.
It is fun. I don't stick around and usually watch them show off, but I like to pet the cows.
I love cows.
I have a communion with cows. I make a perfect cow
I have
move.
A pet cow. If you ever come see my farm, I'll let you pet my cow.
I will pet your cow all night long. Premium content, only $1.29. Okay.
Now we can go to a commercial.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
On
it
that
was,
beautiful
it was,
note.
It was a lame but good time.
Yeah. And it only happens once a year, so.
Exactly.
I
for
guess
4 days.
We only have to bore everybody who's listening once.
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bore you guys. It's the life I lead, I swear.
It's just such a lame fair experience. They're bored because you were bored.
Well, then, I don't know. I don't really have that many friends from my school. I'm like, well, whatever. I've moved on, so I didn't have that many to hang out with.
Yeah.
It was mostly like the younger kids.
Well, I can relate to that, not having any friends in town.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I don't really, like, I like being able to come back and see how things have changed and seeing the softball games, that's my
yeah,
highlight. But
everything
other,
that's been burned down since
other,
the last
yeah.
time you were there.
Other than that, I could care less about some of the people, most of the people, I could care less about really what's going on with them.
Yeah.
And it's my family I really care about, because I saw my cousin most of those days.
It's a good excuse to come see your family without admitting that you want to see your family.
But I don't want to see my family, that's no reason. Well...
Okay. So your friends.
My
then.
Nuclear family, I don't really care about, but my extended family.
Extended family. Your cousins who went off to the big city.
Yep.
Okay.
Babe, Pig in the City. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Whatever.
Let's go to break.
Okay.
All right.
This is Life.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
Welcome back. Thank you, Gnarls Barkley.
I love this song.
It's just funny.
I've heard it forever.
I say thank you, Charles, and I said thank you, Gnarls.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I didn't know who Gnarls was, so I was just going to go with it.
That's the name of the guy who sings.
That's kind of what I figured.
Yeah. So, welcome back.
Yay.
Let's fade this out.
Masterful. Yes, that makes you crazy.
And let's turn on our beautiful email music.
Yay, email.
Thank you to everybody who wrote in this week, even if some of them were not sending us free money or something like that. Please send us free money.
We'd love money.
Yes, we love money indeed. You can email us at life, which is spelled LIFE, at duo.com, DEWOH.com. Just be sure to include your first name and the place of which you are living, because I like to know that. And if you don't, then I guess I won't read it, but thankfully most people that wrote in know that I like that, so they've been doing that.
Yay.
I read the last names on last week's episode, and I realized maybe I shouldn't do that.
And it gets hard, because you can't always pronounce a last name.
Well, and I don't want people to be stalked or raped because of me.
That's true.
So
safety reasons.
I'm going to only read first names. So
but
let's...
you can still say where they're from, so that helps.
Exactly.
They know who they are.
Yes, but I'm sure there's millions of Justins living in Pine Bush, New York.
I don't know.
Maybe. Justin's
not
a pretty common name.
But at least he knows, because, I mean, how many Justins are actually listening to the show? And of
yeah,
those,
he knows
many,
who that he
how
is.
How many of them emailed us?
And
so
how many
they
of
know.
Them wrote the exact letter that he wrote to
exactly.
us?
Exactly.
Justin's exact doppelganger. Anyway,
in the same city.
Besides not being retarded, I'm going to read the ones that have to do with Colby first, because if you hadn't noticed, he was a guest on last week's episode.
I did not notice, yeah. Not at all.
Well, he was here the entire time. Was that something on the door?
I don't know. I can't hear. I've got my headphones in.
Well, it sounded like Chris just ran into the door. And it scared me.
I'm sure she knows she can come in. So.
Well, I would hope.
Whatever.
Especially now that we're talking about her loudly. Sheesh.
Chris.
Anyway. Okay. Justin from Pine Bush, New York.
Bush.
Please make Colby move up there. I miss the Seth and Colby show more than any show. And the fact that you guys could do a show but don't makes me very sad.
I'm sorry.
It's not like you've retired. Quit being jerks and make more radio. The combination of Colby on Life and New Seth and Colby shows is just about the greatest thing ever.
Yay.
Make that happen, guys. Come on.
We're going to try.
Yeah.
We're going to try.
If you want to email Colby, please do so. His email address is colbyjnewman@gmail.com. Email him all you want and tell him to move his booty up here.
His booty.
Yes. There's a job waiting for him and a college. Just waiting for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's...
So, what's one of the code words? I want to say the green lady, but is that a code word?
I don't know. I don't know code words. I'm not smart enough.
There's lots of marijuana in Wichita, and he loves marijuana more than he loves me.
That's not... I wouldn't go that far.
Katrina, it's true.
Anyway, moving on.
Guy, which I think is awesome as a first name.
I love people named like stuff like that.
It's just like some dude wrote in from Glenbrook... I cannot say R's or E's or used it. Glenbrook, Nevada.
Nevada? I would have never guessed that.
It was great to hear Colby. I was wondering if he and Seth had some spat, and now they hated one another. I'm glad to know... I know spat, really. I'm glad to know that that's not the case. I hope he comes back sometime. ColbyJNewman@gmail.com. Please forward all of your comments there. Kim... Now, let's move on past Colby. No one cares about that anymore. Kim from Lansing, Michigan. I totally love the music that you guys play at the end of the show.
I do, too. Oh.
Hey, that's me!
Well, yes, it would be. Although she did say the Arctic Monkeys rule, which is who I last
yeah,
played.
I know.
But that's okay. How come you guys don't say who you were playing?
I don't think we're allowed to.
Well, that's basically it. Also, it would be kind of dumb for me to be like... To play the ending jingle, be like, and now stay tuned for Mumford and Sons. Like, that just wouldn't work out as well.
That and I, we usually don't know. It's just like, pick a song, and
yeah.
then we just pick one.
Well, and also, just like Google, like, the chorus, and it'll come up immediately, or Shazam
or
it.
If
which,
for people who have smartphones and you get Rhapsody, you could just play
yeah,
it, and then
like
it tells you.
There's like 1,000 apps that
I
do
don't
that.
Have a smartphone,
or
so
you can just
bitter.
Google, like, the first line of the song, and it'll come up. It's not hard to do. But basically, we don't do it because we don't want to get sued. And also because it would just kind of ruin the flow of the episode. So, yeah. And like Katrina said, we don't usually pick it until we're like, oh, the show's over. What song are we going to play? And then we quickly pick one. So that's why. Erin from Earlville, Pennsylvania.
Earl.
She says, I love the show. There are only 4 podcasts I listen to, and I only have time for 3. So you guys totally beat out my other podcast.
Yes!
That's how much I love this show.
Yes.
I don't know how you only have time for three podcasts a day. You have some weird OCD thing happening, I believe. But thank you regardless.
Yes, I applaud that.
Because that's pretty cool.
We just knocked some other radio podcast out of the park.
Suck that other podcast. We're better than you, and we know it. And so does Erin from Earlville, Pennsylvania. Ava from Green Lake, Wisconsin, I believe. I think WI is Wisconsin. I wrote these out.
Yes, it's Wisconsin. Okay.
Have some contests. I want a shirt, but I can't afford one. Aww. I love the show. Thanks for doing them. Okay. I don't know how we could really do contests. I mean, we could totally think up something that the listeners could do for a contest, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that'll help us get some
publicity.
You're rubbing off on me.
Okay, let's do this.
Publicity.
If you can prove that 5 people are now listening to this show because of you, we'll send you a free shirt. How about that? Or even better, how about this, Ava?
I know how they could prove that.
If you go to Amazon.com, through our affiliate link, go to duo.com and click on Amazon and buy anything, even if it's a 99-cent song, and then email me, seth@duo.com, letting me know what you bought, I will send you a free shirt.
Ooh, I like that one.
Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that. I just now realized that she could pay 99 cents and I have to buy a shirt for her. Oh, well.
That's okay.
She won't do it. But,
she won't.
Please don't do it. Please don't do it. Ava, we will have some contests, I promise you. Peyton from Dallas, Texas. How do y'all, really, stereotype?
Yay, she's from Texas.
How do y'all think up those skits? That one with Colby made me laugh out loud in class, and I got my phone taken away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was awesome.
Well, that really was one of our best ones we've come up with.
Yeah, every week they get better.
Oh, yeah.
First week is the arsonist. Second week it was Matthew's Pizzeria. Third week was Colby getting yelled at.
Epic.
This week was a cloud of precipitation above everything technological.
I think Colby beat me out. Colby's got to beat me out. Please let Colby beat me out.
Yeah, I'm sure Colby's was better, but
whatever.
The cloud was.
I don't want to
talk
about
incredible.
It. Let's move on now.
Okay,
let's, please.
That's that. That's all for our letters.
Aw.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry we don't have an infinite amount to read. We cannot
I could
come
listen
in
to them all day.
And read an
them.
Hour's worth of letters. That would be horrifying. But
yeah,
anyway, thank you. Thank y'all. As Peyton would say, for writing us. And
thank you.
Please send us more. We will read most of them on the show. I mean, I did 6 instead of 5 this week. And it seemed to work out pretty good, so.
Yeah, I liked it.
I mean, but
as long
I think
as they're short, you can fit more in.
Well, yeah, and we only have 8 minutes left in the show right now, and we still have to take another commercial break. And then I haven't even talked about anything on my prep, like the ocean, which is terrifying.
Oh, okay. And that's good, because we want to cut it down, because Chris mentioned something about you spending like 45 minutes.
Oh, that's because it's great. We might have to save it for next week.
I think maybe we should.
Okay.
We can actually focus. Kind of like with Matt, we had to save it for another time and then we had to put it at the front.
Yes, absolutely. So, thanks for writing us. Please email us some more, life@duo.com, DEWOH.com, and we will read them on the show.
Yay.
So, make that happen.
Please.
And thank you very much for writing us, everyone who did. Now, we shall take another break and return.
Woo.
In a timely fashion.
Leah, let's hope this Mac doesn't crash on us.
Yeah,
again.
Every commercial break we've had so far, everything's broke, so we may be back.
We may or may not jinx ourselves tonight.
Yeah. Good luck to us. That's not the
really?
Commercial. Like I said, people.
What was that?
That was not this.
This is life.
I love you people who don't buy the HD shows. I do love you, and I do appreciate you, but you are really missing out. Because, I mean, simple things like the fact that the music sounds 100 times better that we play in the HD version than it does on this regular free version is reason enough to spend seriously
the $1.29 to get the HD and uncensored version. Every week we edit something out of the show. There's no bleeps in this show. It's just gone. You don't know that it's gone. It's just gone out of the show, and it's only there in the one that's $1.29. Seriously, $1.29? Cough it up, people. I mean, it's like downgrading from a venti to a grande-sized coffee. just pay the $1.29, super easy, and you get a nice, uncensored, commercial-free, high-definition audio download.
It's pretty worth it.
And it makes us feel really good because we know that you really like the show if you purchase a copy of it.
It proves you're a true fan.
Exactly, and we love our true fans more than our regular fans. We love all of our fans.
Equally.
It's like we have a bunch of children. But one of our children is Bill Gates, and the other is Osama bin Laden. Don't be Osama. Well, he's dead. Maybe we should think of a better example.
No, it's okay. It's worth it.
Okay.
Because he's dead. It's just not worth it.
Don't you guys want to be Bill Gates? Yes? Then buy our shows. And the bonus shows that we do once a week are only for pay. And that's because we do things on them that are crazy outrageous. Like this week's, yeah. For example, we talk about our health problems.
It's true. I have a lot of them. I'm kind of falling apart.
Yeah, I believe the quote before the show was, can we fill an hour with the health problems? And you said, I have 3 million health problems. I believe that's
pretty much.
That's exactly the quote, right?
I was like, I can fill an hour. Just give me an hour.
No, she really said that it's between a list of 40 and 10.
Yeah, I said less than 40, more than 10. So
that's kind of terrifying, but also very intriguing.
Well, I mean, being less than 40, more than 10, that could be 11. You think about it.
That is true, but
it's
not. So, isn't that worth $2 to hear about my problems and Katrina's problems?
Yeah.
It's going to be great. So, that's coming up on Fridays when the bonus shows happen, and we thank you in advance for your patronage. Now, we have like 4 minutes of the show left.
Yes.
So, let's go a little bit over maybe.
Okay.
And because I really want to talk about this.
The ocean.
Me and Chris are going through Lost currently, as
oh,
you
yes,
know.
Oh, yes, that's right.
There was a scene where a character said the word bloop, and I was reading the nerd
bloop,
and I was reading like the nerd Wikipedia about Lost, where they talk about everything that happens, and they said that the bloop may be referring to this underwater phenomenon, and I was like, underwater
what
phenomenon?
What is this phenomenon?
Let's check that out. Well,
it's not.
Apparently, this is the bloop. Did you hear the bloop?
Yep.
Okay. This bloop happened in 1997. A microphone placed underwater during the Cold War to listen for Soviet submarines.
Yes.
Picked this noise up. Do you hear the creepiness of the noise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, it's actually really creeped me out. I'm like in perfect, yeah. Perfect lighting. And
it's creepy. Okay. And here's what's even creepier about it. Okay. The noise alone is creepy.
Yes.
They said they've experienced some unknown noises. You know. Throughout time, but basically, it's usually like ice, like going off Antarctica, making loud noises. This bloop noise was heard for over 5,000 kilometers, which is like 3,500 miles, because they heard it on one sensor on one continent, and the other sensor 5,000 miles away, so at least had to travel that far.
Wow.
And this right here is the actual noise.
Sounds like a machine, and I'm really kind of creeped out.
This has been, it's not been confirmed because obviously no one can see it.
Duh.
But it's nothing unorganic. So it's most definitely a creature in the ocean. Here it gets loud. Not terribly loud. You'll have to take out your headphones.
They hurt my ears. Sounds like a deep, like, bellow, like a hum.
That's exactly what it is. It's like an animal going like, like that. Yeah. Only this animal does it for 3 minutes, and it's heard for thousands of miles.
What kind of microphone are they using? Like, ultra-sensitive, or just like, well, I guess it was from the Cold War, so never mind.
Well, I mean, like, they're microphones that are used to pick up underwater noises. And this is the most mystifying of all the. I spent like an hour looking up noises from under the ocean that are unexplained, and most of them can be attributed to ice or volcanic eruptions or earthquakes across the globe because those sound waves travel.
Yeah.
This is the only one that's organic. That's actually an animal in the deep.
That was creepy.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, it freaks me out a little bit to think that there are animals in the ocean that we have never seen that are just living down there.
Well, I mean, you think about it, how deep the ocean is. It's like several hundred miles deep.
Yes.
And there's,
if
you know,
not more than that, I'm sure it's probably like
I have a website I sent to my dad. I have to take me a day or two to find it. But it showed, like, where the BP oil spill was several months ago.
Yeah.
A year ago. And I finally showed it to my dad because it was in geography. And they showed how deep the oil spill was, and that's why it was so hard to cap, was because it's
deep.
Was, like, freaking 50
and
miles,
these things that
200
live
miles.
In trenches under the ocean are even deeper than, like, the deepest ocean,
basically.
Yeah, because
you've got the floor, and then you've got the trenches that go below the floor.
Yes, that go even deeper. It's like if the floor of the earth was the bed of the ocean, and then there's the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And these are where these creepy things live that no one's ever gonna see. But what if it's like the Cloverfield monster down there or something?
I haven't seen Cloverfield.
It's just like, or Godzilla. It's like living down there. And it just comes out of nowhere and it just eats you.
But, okay.
Because they said that the blue whale, which is the world's largest mammal, it's like 200 tons and like 200 feet long.
No.
Its bellow isn't even close to being as loud as that thing.
Okay, well, one thing I'm going to tell you is there's no reason to be scared.
Oh, no, we're in Kansas. I mean, if we're going to be safe anywhere, it's here.
No, but I mean, like, even if you're in the ocean, okay, so you know how deep that stuff is?
Yeah.
It's, like, pitch black down there. So
yeah, I know.
If they came anywhere to the surface, they couldn't survive with the light.
But isn't the mystery just a little terrifying?
Yes, the mystery is absolutely terrifying. Like, who wants to go down and explore that?
The real question is, why aren't we? Like, these giant squid wash up on the beach and things?
I think it's because, like, okay, you go down, like, several hundred miles, you've got all the weight of the ocean on you. I don't think we've developed
something
that
we can... No, I understand why aren't we trying to. Like,
we're broke.
We stopped going to space.
We spend money on war.
But we haven't been broke.
But we're broke now.
I mean, James Cameron can go down and get the Titanic for his frickin' Kate Winslet movie, but we can't go and find the bleep?
Nope. It's not... It's... No.
It's scary.
Yeah.
I'm scared of
big
fish.
It's something
fish.
They don't want the public to know about. So if they knew we were scouring the deep sea ocean for a mystery sound, it's all about scaring the public. They don't want to scare the public.
So how much of a conspiracy theorist are you? And we'll end on this note. Like, do you believe that the government is actually doing things like scouring the ocean and just not telling us? Do you think that things like that happen?
I think, I don't know necessarily with this, but I know that there's stuff that they're hiding from us to, conspiracy.
We know that, and it kind of got proved, like, when we went and got Osama, speaking of our our not true fans.
Definitely.
Like, they had that stealth helicopter. Like, there's no such thing as a stealth helicopter. We only know about the stealth helicopter because it crashed and they blew it up.
Not only that, I found this out from several things. One is Bush had several opportunities to kill Osama, but he didn't.
Yeah.
The new twist, I feel like maybe you told this to me now, but someone actually told me that Osama bin Laden actually had a portion of our oil company. Like, he owned a share.
I didn't know that.
He owned a share of our oil company. And so
that's a shocker.
And so that's why, and that's what's even, and then apparently he actually came to the United States and visited us at one point while Bush was in
the
office.
We could do an entire bonus show about talking about corporate greed, basically, because that really, in reality, is what's killing the country, is corporate greed.
That's happened since we came over on the Mayflower.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a tale as old as time. The only problem is that
it's
now it's so out of control, there's no going back. It's like the bloop.
Spiraling out of control.
Yes, but seriously, that bloop, I don't know why. It's just, for some reason, it bothers me deep down inside that there's some terrifying noise. There's things in the ocean that we'll never discover in my lifetime. And that we probably shouldn't discover.
Yeah.
But
still, get killed.
Don't you want to know?
Like, I probably do now, and I'll probably think about... No, you're gonna make me have a nightmare tonight. Thank you.
Well, it's just like the blue whale, which is the world's largest animal.
Yeah.
Like, the reason they're endangered is probably because people killed them because they were terrifying. But now, are you scared of a blue whale?
Well, no, but not only that, but they used them for, like, the blubber. Like,
well, yeah, but that's after they, like, discovered them. Like, blue whales are probably terrifying. to the first people out sailing, they see a giant whale. That's horrifying.
Or even like seeing the bones of a dinosaur.
Exactly. But are you scared of dinosaur bones or scared of blue whales?
No.
No. So this thing that made the bloop noise, we might not be scared of it at all. Maybe it's a gentle giant that just has a really bad case of laryngitis. You never know. It could
be. Laryngitis.
Yes. A whale with laryngitis.
That's a funny thought now.
Yeah. So anyway, let's end on that happy note.
Yay.
Thank y'all for listening. This has been an episode of Life that you won't ever forget.
Yeah.
I don't even know. That will be the voice of our next skit. Katrina, you want a popsicle? Come on over and get yourself a popsicle out of my fridge.
No, thank you, creeper.
Okay, good. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Buy our bonus show up on Friday for only $2 and buy this episode for $1.29. And here's some nada things that Katrina said about expletive deleted. And we will come back with our free episode next Monday. Remember to email us if you have
thoughts, comments, questions, complaints.
Nah, whatever. That's what I meant. I'm retarded today.
It's true.
Katrina wants some hate mail. So send us some hate mail.
No.
Send us complaints and all this stuff so I can make Katrina happy to get some hate mail.
The truth.
And then send me all the good stuff. And remember, email Colby, ColbyJNewman@gmail.com.
Gmail.
And make sure that he knows that you want him to move up here. He will ignore it. But at least he'll know that we want him. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and we will see you on Friday.
Bye.
This is Life.
And I found a flower in a field, a field of cars and people, rows of concrete, paint and steel. Manhattan is where it grew. And I thought to cut it from its stem and take it from the cracks between the bricks that it lay in and save it from city strife. Away from the city life. Then someone, they whispered in my ear, a country girl can't be made out of anybody here. Don't touch it, it loves you not. Don't touch it, it loves you not. Cause bluebirds don't fly without their wings, and when we put them in a cage, the world can't hear them sing. So selfish when greed sets in. Possession, the king of sin. And people, don't ever let you down. Forever find a way to kill whatever life they found. A heartbeat, and I want it to. Manhattan is where she grew. So I left and I let the flower be, And yesterday I saw the flower on cable TV, much prettier than here with me. For all of the world to see, much prettier than here with me.